This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The relationship of the Trump White House to Russia, which we note for the record here the president says doesn't exist, seems to be complicated. It's a mixture of media and the use of it, economics and the promises made about it, and nationalism and its potential and perils. Peter Pomerantsev is a fellow at the London School of Economics. His book about the Russian propaganda machine is called Nothing is True and Everything is Possible. Peter, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
When you were writing your book about what was happening in Russia and the media and all of that, what was it like there in the economy? You know, what was the feel?
Well, I was there from 2001 to 2010, actually living there. It was the oil boom. Russia was just becoming incredibly wealthy, very, very fast. I mean, people were becoming super rich, but also ordinary people were becoming richer than they ever had been in Russia's history. They could afford, you know, cars and Western holidays and mortgages and all those terrible things. But Moscow, where I was living, I mean, that was just, you know, there was just this boom where people seemed to be becoming sort of billionaires in the blink of an eye. And not just you know, because they were somehow related to the state and all sorts of business and IT and TV and advertising. So it was incredibly exciting. It felt like, you know, jazz age New York or Elizabethan London.
And so what's the compare and contrast to today or whenever the last time you were there was?
Well, I mean, I visit regularly. I mean, I was also there during the financial crash. So 2008, when that bubble really deflated. Though I have to say, Russians took it much better than Westerners. And Westerners were all having nervous breakdowns over the financial crash. And Russians were like, you call this a financial crash? You know, they've been through so much in the last 20 years where, you know, even the richest people had to queue for milk at some point. So I'd say Russians took it much more in their stride than Westerners did. But that kind of boom stopped. And that sense of, you know, being able to earn anything at any point, that went away. And, you know, the government had to adapt its politics.
Trump is or claims to be a billionaire, and yet he says he fights for the common man in this country, and clearly that has worked. Does Putin do the same thing over there?
Very much so. So Putin will define his enemies, or certainly did when he came to power, define his enemies as the oligarchs. Just like Trump, he plays on this idea of sort of an elite in Moscow, which is all cosmopolitan and therefore not like the common man. And he is, of course, with the common man. So that's a game they both play. And both have very successfully framed their opposition as, you know, globalist, cosmopolitan, all these words that they both kind of indulge in. You know, I suppose I would be a member of this metropolitan, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think we tend to actually end up playing their game and mirroring this frame back at them. And I think one has to be very, very careful not to sort of like, you know, reflect these divisions that suit these leaders.
Get me to the economic truth of this for a second, though, because what's happening in this country, in America, for the past decades has been a widening income gap and wealth disparity and the rich getting richer and the poor not getting by. And we saw that in this election. In Russia, I imagine it's very much the same thing, although the stratification, the layers might be more clearly defined, right, with the poor staying poor and the very rich elite profiting and Putin capitalizing on that.
Well, everyone got richer in Russia during the 2000s. This is the thing. Everybody was allowed their sort of various slices of the pie, whether you were a cop on the streets being corrupt and taking bribes. That was okay as long as you were loyal to the Kremlin. All the way up to the top, where like the oligarchs could steal as much as they like as long as they were being loyal. So it was kind of corruption for loyalty. And the cleverness of the system is that everyone ends up corrupt. In America, there is, I think, a gap, not just financial, but also, you know, in a way, I don't know, psychological. As I was in Iowa, I watched TV a lot. And what was very noticeable was that it seemed to be a bunch of New Yorkers talking to themselves about themselves, making jokes that they understood with absolutely no relationship to Iowans. And I think American media may have made a little bit of a mistake here. It's created a gap. So it's all about being relevant. I mean, I think it can be a spiritual gap as much as a financial gap.
Okay, so spitball for me for a minute. Look in your crystal ball. The economic movement and the nationalist, globalist, whatever the movement you want to call that Putin has started in Russia has gone on for, God, what, 15 years now. What's your sense of the movement that President Trump has started in this country and its duration?
I think, you know, I don't think it's a movement the way that they would like to portray. I think there might be an overarching moment, and we see this throughout the world, of wanting to tell the people who've been in charge to, I mean, F off. You know, a moment where you can express yourself. I don't see a kind of like a 1930s type movement emerging at the moment. That doesn't mean it might not emerge, because sometimes if you say these things, they become true and, you know, the movement will appear. But at the moment, I still think there's actually a gap in between the rhetoric and the reality. Having said that, there is, we do see these parties emerging throughout Europe who have managed to capitalize on one theme, really, which is immigration, and who have normalized racism, essentially. And that is a very, very disturbing thing, because they're normalizing sort of hate speech and violence, and we don't know where that will end up. When you let those demons out, it's unclear where they end up.
Peter Pomerantsev, he's a senior visiting fellow at the London School of Economics. His book on Russian propaganda is called Nothing is True and Everything is Possible. Peter, thanks very much.
My pleasure.